little remains of Florida, Missouri. Or, depending on how you view history, a lot remains of Florida, Missouri. For while the town is gone, it was here that many of our most loved books got their start. The story is today's edition on the American Countryside. Today, Florida, Missouri is all but a ghost town. But in this cabin on November 30th, 1835, with Halley's Comet appearing in the distant sky, Samuel Clemens, a.k.a. Mark Twain, was born.
John Marshall Clemens, his father, was a very cold individual, not very emotional, not very affectionate, just a good provider. His mother was just the opposite. She was carefree, loved to have fun, and she was a big influence on him.
John Huffman says Clemens' family moved to nearby Hannibal, Missouri when he was four. Life in northeast Missouri impacted him greatly, explains Hannibal resident Isla Woolen.
He talks about he and Huckleberry Finn, who was actually Tom Blankenship, a neighbor boy. Laura Hawkins Frazier, who in the book becomes Becky Thatcher, that lives across the street. I think that some of the antics may have been true. I hope not all of it.
He became a journalist, taking jobs in western states, when in 1865 he wrote a tale that garnered national attention.
His first book was Jumping Frog of Calaveras County, and that was sold as a subscription. And then it became a book. That was the beginning of his writing career.
In 1871, he and his family moved to Hartford, Connecticut. The Adventures of Tom Sawyer, published in 1876, and Huckleberry Finn in 1884, are perhaps his most well-known works. In 1909, Clemens was quoted to say, "I came in with Halley's Comet in 1835. It is coming again next year, and I expect to go out with it." That's exactly what happened when he passed on April 21st, 1910. Traveling the countryside in Florida, Missouri, I'm Andrew McRae.